relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
He gave not only New York, he gave the nation hope. He showed the way. He gave us leadership after the 9/11 attacks. And now he's giving us hope again. We call him America's mayor. He is just about to go into a meeting for the legal response team for the campaign. You saw him on television from Pennsylvania. He is Rudy Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, how are you? Let me bring you up to date.
Yes.
We're in Pennsylvania right now with a lawsuit that we won at the appellate level, in which we challenged the exclusion of our people from being able to examine over 135,000 mail-in ballots. They basically kept them over 20 feet away. They said, oh, that's enough. You can observe from 20 feet away. Of course, we couldn't see from 20 feet away if the ballots were valid, if they were 130,000 Biden ballots filled out by Jill Biden, or what they were. We went to court. We lost in the lower court in Pennsylvania with a Democratic hack. We went up to the appellate court and we won. So now we'll be given the right to examine. But they are taking it to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which is 5-2 Democrats. So I don't know how long we're going to have that right. But as to the 135,000 we didn't examine, we expect we either get to examine them or they be thrown out. So that would take the president's lead there from the 100,000 he has right now to 200,000. And by the way, there's no possible way they can win Pennsylvania legally. The president's too far ahead. He's been too far ahead. Just think of the statistics. Biden would have gotten 90% of the vote on the remaining ballots. So there's no doubt in my mind that they're slipping in illegal ballots. They were doing it in front of our eyes in Pennsylvania, and that's going to be a big part of our lawsuit. I mean, we have a state lawsuit right now, but we'll do it as a federal lawsuit. And this is not the only place they're doing it, Sebastian. I was on the phone today with people in Michigan, where we already have a lawsuit to that effect, Wisconsin, Nevada, all three places, a similar pattern of not allowing us to observe the mail vote count, which I think was part of their plan in the first place.
One of our team members here says if we have court order mandates to see the ballots being counted and are still shut out of those election centers, we should just force our way in. If the law is on our side, shouldn't we just make that happen, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I mean, that would require a fistfight, which I guess our people don't want to get involved in. But, I mean, the reality is if they haven't allowed us to see those ballots, then unless they can reproduce those ballots, that number of votes should be taken away in that county. And, of course, these are all Democratic counties.
Yes.
So let me give you the one specific case I know best. In that case, there are 135,000 ballots were counted this way without observation. If they can't reproduce those 135,000 so we can properly inspect them, then 135 should be deducted from Biden's count, or from the count. And that would probably be 70 or 80% Biden. It's also going on in Allegheny County. It's going on in three counties in Michigan. It's going on in two counties in Nevada. And it's going on in one county in Wisconsin that I know of right now. I have a team working on it, gathering affidavits. So we'll take the state lawsuit, and by tomorrow, hopefully, we'll make it into a federal lawsuit.
Now
this is a major, major violation of federal law.
We are following you. We're following the president's son. We're following Dave Bossie, who's speaking right now in Phoenix, Arizona. But we have a concern. We want to know that you have enough of a team. You're getting enough support from the campaign. We think that
I'm
this
getting
has
plenty of support.
You're getting? Are you getting enough?
Plenty
of support. Do you have enough
of the
right kind of lawyers on your team?
I absolutely do. Right now, I do. Yes.
And if this
right now, at this point, I do.
If this proceeds as it has done so far in the last 48 hours, what is your expectation to get some concrete results that means we can take those winning states and put them on the president's slates? Are we going to have the fight till December?
My expectation is that the court will disqualify by that number votes in those counties in which we were deprived of the right to inspect. They can recreate the ballot, and we can inspect, and then we can correct the number to the right number.
If they don't have the evidence that a certain ballot actually went to Joe Biden, what is the legal precedence for having that ballot removed from the final count? Is it a simple argument? Is there case history there? Can those ballots...
Here are the two possibilities. The 135,000 ballots that we didn't inspect can be recreated, and we can inspect them. And if they go to Biden, they go to Biden. However, if they haven't been inspected, then they should be all canceled out. 135,000 ballots less for that county.
And is that?
I don't know which until we bring the case and we have the discovery. I don't know which is the case. But in any case, you can't conclude and you can't certify this state until you answer that question.
So as a layman, and this is what our millions of listeners and viewers want to know, if they cannot reproduce the evidence of those more than 170,000 ballots, the law has said in the past that those can be removed from the tally. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Mayor?
That's the relief we're going to ask for. And until they give us relief, they can't certify the vote in that state. Got to run, Sebastian.
Thank you. God bless. Get into that meeting, Mr. Mayor. Follow this man right now, Rudy Giuliani on Twitter. He also has his own show. It's called Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani. RudyGiulianiCS.com. You heard it there. God bless the mayor. We were told by his team he can't come on the show. Last minute, we said, we don't care. We're going to reach out. We're going to text him. He's going right into that meeting right now. They have a game plan. If they can't produce the evidence for every single ballot that is contested today, it must be removed from the tally. And you heard it there. This is what the liberal, left-wing, fake news, industrial complex media does not want to report. You had it there from the president's attorney. If the ballot was for Joe Biden, if it's legal, if it's legitimate, if they can prove it, then it's his. But if they can't, if they're just saying, well, this is our electronic tally of the total votes, and we can't back it up, there's no paper trail, there's no evidence to support it, then that ballot, whether it's one, whether it's 130,000, whether it was in Philadelphia last night, they allegedly found 227,000 ballots, all for one candidate called Joe Biden. Just magically, not 27, not 200, not 2,000, 220,000 ballots, all for the same candidate. That is empirically impossible. That's like throwing a dice and having the die land on its edge 100 times in a row. It's not going to physically happen. Whether you voted for Donald Trump, whether you voted
for Joe Biden, whether you wrote in Mickey Mouse on the ballot, if it's legitimate, if it arrived before the deadline, if there's no discrepancy, if the person in whose name the ballot was deposited isn't dead or living in another state, count the ballot. That's all we want. Unlike Joe Biden, who said it 2 days ago, at 1 a.m, he said, I want every vote to be counted. Wrong, Beijing Biden. We, Americans of every political persuasion, want every legal, every legitimate ballot counted, irrespective of who it was for. Because we know, if that's the case, the man who got 5 million more votes this year than he did 4 years ago will be reinstated for a second term in the White House as the 45th president of the United States. A Republican president who goes by the name of Donald J. Trump, who has received more votes than any other Republican president in U.S. history. Wow. We're going to take your calls after our next guest, Andy Biggs, Congressman Biggs, John Solomon. Don't go anywhere. Rick, Karen, Antoinette, Vaughn in Philly, Kay in California. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, author of The War for America's Soul. Don't touch that dial.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's going to be one of those days. Incredible, incredible breaking news. Amazing guests. And you, our dear listeners. We're going to go from America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. If you didn't catch that interview, we were talking to him as he was going into that meeting at the campaign headquarters. You've got to check it out. It's incredible how we're going to fight, how we're going to get those fake ballots nullified. Go to our YouTube channel, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe. It's free. Hit the notifications bell twice and watch that interview with America's Mayor. Now we're going to go to another freedom fighter. You know him. He's a good friend of the show. He represents Arizona's fighting fifth, Congressman Andy Biggs. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thank you, Sebastian. Good to be with you.
What is going on with Arizona? We saw Fox call it with 650,000 ballots still out. You are on the ground. You represent that great state. Tell us your response to the last 48 hours.
Well, I'm really optimistic. There's plenty landing space for the president to bring his plane in victorious. There's still over 500,000 votes to be counted, or there'll be fewer than that. They just haven't reported on today, but they started the day with over 500,000 votes. He was down 68,000. He's winning those ballots just under 60%. That's plenty of room for him to get to the finish line with a big win.
So you previously served as the president of the Arizona Senate. What's happening in Arizona? We understand in incredibly corrupt places like Philadelphia, like Pennsylvania, like Georgia. What is the problem with Arizona? You know this state like the back of your hand. Explain it to us who are not there right now. What is taking so darn long?
Well, what's taken long is this is, believe it or not, the normal process in Arizona. They do a first in, first out. So the last three sets of ballots that they're counting are the late early ballots. So those are the ballots they received by mail last Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Then they're doing the in-person people who voted. So in Maricopa County, for instance, 170,000 people voted on Tuesday. They're just counting those votes today because they had to take care of those other ones first. So that's what they did. And then they're going to do the about 200,000 votes or so of people who showed up on election day with their early ballot. They didn't mail it in. They didn't do a new ballot. They just brought their mail ballot in and dropped it off. So those will all be counted. I've gone through this process myself, where it takes about 2.5 to 3.5 days to count all the ballots, make sure they're all counted. The question is always this: do you have fraudulent voter fraud on the front end? And that's where we're trying to clean up and attack some of that we think might have happened, some voter fraud and some voter suppression at the beginning. But when we get to the counting phase, it's harder to cheat because it's open and transparent. We have lawyers at every voting center in town or in the state, and also we have observers from both parties at every voting center in the state. So it's harder now to cheat now that they're being counted. It's just the normal process that takes time due to volume.
Follow this man right now, Rep. Andy Biggs AZ. That's Rep. Andy Biggs AZ. You're there in Arizona. You've given us a very confident message for the president. It's just a matter of time. There is transparency, according to you, Congressman, in Arizona. Talk to us about the national picture. You are a national level politician now. We are talking about North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, as well as Arizona, and potentially recounts in Michigan and Wisconsin. What is your observation of the last 72 hours in American politics?
Well, it's disgraceful in some ways because we've seen a widespread cheating that's going on. I just communicating with Nevada folks, and they're telling me that they've initiated litigation there. Ballots have come in, and it's that they think are suspect. So they're looking there. Georgia has found an additional 8,000 ballots or so that they're looking at. That's a problem. That's going to be very close. I think they're going to do a recount, I'm sure, because it'll be triggered. It's going to be too close. North Carolina is, I think we can probably say, it's most safely in President Trump's camp.
Yes.
And then Pennsylvania is disastrous. There's going to be lawsuits there. And finally, it looks like they're going to open up and allow some measure of transparency there. So for the greatest nation in the earth to, and perhaps the history of the world, to have the kind of cheating going on in a constitutional mandated election is just absolutely disgusting. And we need to root this out and make sure it never happens again. We want every legal ballot to be fairly and fully counted. That's what everybody wants. That's what they should want.
You said the word cheating. So you know for a fact that election fraud has happened. That's what you're saying to our millions of listeners and viewers across the nation and across the globe.
That's the reports I'm getting from some of these states that we're talking about, yeah.
So you are not a machine politician. You're not a member of the swamp. You are committed to the truth of the founding principles of this nation. I have to ask you this question. I'm asking all of our guests today. We had Louis Gohmert on. I asked Mayor Rudy Giuliani, does the president have the requisite support from both his campaign and the GOP establishment? Are you satisfied with the response from the conservative movement to what we have witnessed since the election?
From the conservative movement, yes. From the establishment wing, some parts of it, yes. Other parts of it, I've been disappointed.
What do we need to see change? What is missing that has to happen now, Congressman Biggs?
The establishment, the Never Trumpers, who call themselves Republicans, need to be getting it. They need to get out there and help this narrative, because I believe the president has won this vote, the Electoral College vote. They need to be out there supporting the president and demanding that, where necessary, attorneys general need to be investigating, and where necessary, bringing charges. They need to stop the fraud. They need to be advocates out there for the sanctity of the American election.
It's a very simple message. We have to fight harder than we've ever fought before. Thank you, Congressman Biggs. A very positive message from Arizona. He thinks it's in the win column for the president. Not rampant fraud, not a rampant election cheating as we expect and we are witnessing elsewhere across the country. Just a matter of time to make sure those ballots, the legitimate and legal ballots, are counted. Follow him right now, representing Arizona's fighting fifth. He's Congressman Andy Biggs, Rep. Andy Biggs, AZ. Our topic for today is the dream team. What has to happen? Who needs to be hired? Who needs to be the face? Rudy's out there. Eric Trump is out there. Dave Bossie was speaking just moments ago. We were seeing from Arizona. Our friend the Baron was there. Boris is maybe on the microphone as we speak right now, fighting the good fight. Who else do you want to see out there uncovering the truth, fighting for all of us? Jeff has a certain suggestion. I like it a lot. We'll share it with you here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios from just outside the insalubrious, rancid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
Are you ready? Things are about to get magnificent. America First with Dr. G.
I just got a text from Elijah. He said, great show today. Thank you, Elijah. And then he warned me, the mics are on in the break. Yes, we do that on purpose. For some reason, people love it. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you get to hear all the banter, the back and forth with our guests and with the team here. Do please subscribe to our record-breaking YouTube channel. It's America First. Sebastian Gorka, subscribe, hit the notification bell twice, and you won't miss a thing, including our incredible interview with Rudy Giuliani just moments ago. You have to hear it. You have to see it. Now we're going to a man who is he was single-handed, but not anymore, because he's created an empire. It's called justthenews.com. You have to follow it. Bookmark it. He's one of the true professional journalists left in America today. John Solomon, J. Solomon Reports. He's the author of Fallout. John, welcome back to America First.
Hi, good to be with you.
John, can I ask you a potentially rhetorical question? Shouldn't the greatest nation, the strongest, the most powerful, the most advanced nation in the world have the best media in the world?
It should, and it should have the best vote counting system in the world, right? There should be clarity, not all of this chaos that was created in the battleground states. And you know the sad part? In 2005 and 2006, a bipartisan commission, Democrats and Republicans, got together and did something for their country. They came up with a plan to prepare for future voting in America that would address so much of what we're seeing today gone wrong in the ballots. They assumed that we were going to move to more mail-in ballots, more early voting, and they came up with about 40-plus recommendations of things that could be done to prevent fraud, to improve accuracy, to ensure integrity, to ensure confidence that Americans could get this system right. And somebody put it in a circular called the garbage can, and these jurisdictions, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, didn't implement them. And we now live in 2020 where half of the country, no matter how this turns out, are not going to trust the final election results.
Wow. That's the real point. That's the real point. Half of the country.
Greatest democracy in the world.
Yeah. Greatest democracy, greatest republic in the world. And no matter what happens, and God willing, it's the president that is reinstated and sworn in for a second term. But either way, because of the media and because of the Democrat Party, either side will not believe the results of that election. Follow this man right now. Jay Solomon reports, justthenews.com, CEO, founding president. So is this why you have created a new media coalition? And if so, what is the purpose of this new coalition, John?
Yeah, it's basically to reprise what I did back in 2000 when I worked for the Associated Press. And we went down to Florida and we did an independent media recount of the votes, the hanging chad in the counties where there were questions about the ballot and ballot integrity. And I think we live in the 2020 election where those same questions exist today. And so we put together a team. It's the Just the News team. It is the Real America's Voice video team, television network, and the Star newspapers run by Michael Patrick Leahy. We may get some additional partners in the coming days. And our goal is to take a look at four states where the majority of concerns and red flags and distrust has been sown, and just to go precinct by precinct and study the data and look for anomalies. If there are more people that voted, or 90% of the precinct voted, that's unusual. We don't normally see a 90% turnout. So then we're going to dig into that precinct. We're going to use the open records laws of each one of these states to see what was being communicated from the cities to the wards, wards to the cities to the state, and state to the cities. Because we've seen some unusual communications already between the Secretary of State and Pennsylvania, giving instructions to counties to do things that the legislature in Pennsylvania never authorized. And so, as you know, the Constitution
is clear.
Vests the authority of setting the voting rules with the legislature, not with elected officials.
This is.
And so,
go ahead, John.
Yeah. So, we're going to be doing things like that, and we're looking for two things. You know, was there fraud, or were there unequal systems that treated voters in Philadelphia different than they treated them in Bucks County? And because in the key to any court ruling is going to be, every voter should have had an equal chance to be treated the same. And if that isn't the case, that's usually when the courts come in and intervene. So we're on it. We're working. We're putting a lot of work onto it. And as we get results, as we discover things, we're going to have it on justthenews.com, Real America's Voice, in real time.
You've got to bookmark those sites. You've got to follow this man, Jay Solomon reports. And listen to what he said. This is perhaps the biggest bombshell fact that is not being reported. If you want to change how America votes, we may be a republic of states, but the Constitution is explicit. The only body that can change the way an election is run is the state legislature. It's not the Secretary of the State, it's not the Attorney General, and it's definitely not the governor. In almost every Democrat state, that is not how they changed the voting this year. And that is unconstitutional, and those changes must be struck down, and the votes that are recorded as a function of those changes must be treated as null and void. We're talking to the founder of justthenews.com, Jay Solomon Reports is his Twitter handle. We'll be back with John momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, the live protest occurring now in Philadelphia. We'll keep you updated here from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that works and is providing relief to tens of thousands across the nation right now, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait how to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Find out if it could work for you like it works for Reggie. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. You deserve it.
So in order for the president to close the gap, and he only trails by 93,000 votes, he only has to get 57%. So that's less than what he was already getting. And there are 605,000 outstanding ballots right now. So as this narrows, there is going to be great pressure on you guys, to be honest with you, Fox News, to rescind your call. It was a premature call. You know, we were livid about the fact that you and then the AP made that call. There are seven organizations that call states on election night from time to time. Seven. Five of those seven did not make that call.
That was Tim Murtaugh, director of communications of the Trump campaign, back on Fox, reading them the riot act that they called Arizona before anybody else did. Other news agencies have rescinded their call. Fox refuses to do so. I think we have somebody who can help explain us. But first, MyPillow.com, because he was on the show recently. He's a great friend of the show. Mike Lindell has upped his discount to you, 60% off his products right now. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, not $69.95, $29.95 if you use my name. The president uses them. I use them. They are superlative. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. He's only sold 51 million of them. They're that good. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the founder of JustTheNews.com. He's created a new media coalition to find out what is going on across the nation's ballots, polling stations. He's John Solomon. Follow him, Jay Solomon Reports. John, we have heard so many excuses about what Fox News did on the night of the election, that, oh, the people who supplied them their data supplied them the wrong data. On air, they said, well, we got this figure for Arizona from the number of votes that we had access to, and then the exit poll data, and in some magic mystical formula, they said it's Biden's. John, what are you seeing in terms of Fox's mistake, and what does it mean more broadly for legacy media?
So it's a great question. And, you know, I, for 14 years, seven consecutive elections, I called races for the Associated Press. I was one of the election night analysts. And there's a certain training and a certain instinct that you're given to, one, never be hair trigger, right? Always think again.
Count to 10. Count to 10, right?
It's important. And listen, I was at the AP, and it was one of my states I was working on with another colleague, Florida. We didn't call Florida in 2000 when everybody else did before it got to hanging. Why? Because we knew there was something with the data that didn't look right. And you need to be so engrossed in the data that when you get that first instinct to call, you go, well, what are all the things we're not thinking about?
Well, you are the perfect man to ask then. You are the man who did it for 14 years. So what happened?
I was watching the vote totals, and they were saying it was about 75% of the vote was in.
For Arizona.
The vote totals didn't, right. And for Arizona. Yeah. And the vote totals didn't average or didn't add up to what would normally be a 75% tally for Arizona. It was too small to be 75% of the vote. And I said on air, I was on one of the on-air shows at Real America's Voice, listen, it may turn out to be a great call, but I can see one red flag. There's no way those number of votes total 75% of the overall thing. And sure as heck, a few hours later, Fox was explaining why that number wasn't quite right and that the number had adjusted. And those are the sort of things that you have to, on election night, have in your back of your head in your checklist before you go out and try to make the rescind. If you look at it, Fox News has been calling states quicker and faster for Biden than any of the other members of the vote calling.
Why? Media. Why?
You know, I don't know. Maybe they want to be the first to declare Biden the winner. I don't know. Someone from Fox is going to have to answer that.
So, but hang on. I have to ask you, as the guy who did that for more than a dozen years, I have to ask you, when everybody else, even the fake news media, has said, guys, we've retracted it, we can't call it, what is your supposition? Why is Fox still unwilling to retract it and say, guys, we made a mistake?
Well, it's fallen. Yeah, it's under 60,000 now, and it's going to fall. And listen, there are some estimates that when you do back napkin math right now, just the way the votes are breaking, Trump may end up with somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 vote lead when these final ballots come in. Now, that's one estimate. I don't project that until it happens. But if you have that as one of your estimates, you know you made a bad call if you called the race 2 days ago with the closing. I don't know what was in Fox's mind, but I'll tell you, I watched one of the most courageous journalists in my life stand her ground on the night of 2000 when all the other networks wanted to call Florida for Gore. And she said, I will not call it, and here's why. The data doesn't warrant it. I don't care if 6 people, 10 people, 100 people called it. I'm not calling it till my training. She stood her ground, and the AP was the only, one of the only news organizations in America that made that courageous decision. That's what a vote analyst has to do. It has to have such a dedication to the data and not to the goal of, can we get this closed? Can we be the first to name Biden the president? Those are the wrong suppositions to have when you go in as a data.
It's the wrong motivation to have, to be first. Yeah. Irrespective of whether or not you're accurate. We've got 60 seconds left with John Solomon. Follow him right now. Jay Solomon reports justthenews.com. Do you have, what is your sense right now as a man who's done this for years and years and years, been in the official position to track and announce states? Are we going to get an accurate accounting of what happened 2 days ago across America, John Solomon?
I think we will, certainly in the states that matter, right? I think a lot of states, you know, Florida's a no-brainer. They did a good job. They called the vote. It's great. We know what it is. In the states where there's all this chaos and rule changing and oddities going on, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, we're going to get to the bottom of it. It may be forced by a court, but I think at the end of the day, there will be an honest assessment. One side's not going to like it, and I think that's the greatest tragedy. Half of America is not going to trust whoever the next president is because they won't think it's legitimate. That's why we got to fix these systems and not ever have this happen again after 2020.
And it's a tough question, but yes or no, if you can. Is the legacy media going to fix its ways?
No. The only way you're going to fix the legacy media is by starting new organizations that force competition and better behavior. And
I think you should do that, John. I think you should start an organization.
Oh, you did? I just defeated with my wife's retirement money. She loves me for it.
Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. I'm going to tell her. Don't worry about your money. I know, John Solomon, this is going to be a massive success in already years.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Don't call me. Nobody calls me sweet live on air. Who do you think you are, John Solomon?
That's right. I'm ruining your reputation.
We are committed to accuracy. Don't call me sweet. Call me fair and balanced if you want. Follow this man right now. Jay Solomon reports. Look, that's what he did. He saw the lack of credibility. He saw the mistakes. He saw the intransigence to fix itself in the legacy media. So what did he do? He created his own new news service, and you must use it every single day. If you're fed up with Fox, you know where to go. Salem. And then justthenews.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't listen to me. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then try it for yourself. Listen to Leah of Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in just 10 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Leah? Of course you do. Find out today, as the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just as I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for Leah, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You have waited long enough. This could be the answer. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We got this, guys. Come on. It's time to come together. It's time to fight. It's time to show your love for the country, your support of the president. If ever there was a time, it's now. God bless you all. Let's go to somebody who's showing her love for the nation. Antoinette in California, line 3. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. G. How the hell are you?
I am splendiferous. I'm feeling sparkly. What are you doing in California?
Hey, we are the warrior women here in Orange County, California. Actually, last night, and we're going to do it again tomorrow night. There were about 20 of us. Hopefully, we'll get more. on PCH and MacArthur Boulevard in Newport Beach on Friday night. We're Latinos. That's me, Latina. There were black women, Asian, Caucasian. And of course, we're all Americans. We're not giving up, and we are not giving out. We're going to win this. And we did a prayer circle last night there at the corner, and we're going to do it again tomorrow night.
And what's the atmosphere like amongst you and
all
your...
Oh, my God. We're not giving up. Everybody's been honking at us. Yes, there's been a few monsters that have, you know, flipped us off or said horrible things, but we tell them we're going to pray for them because our president is going to win. We're not going to let this fraud voting happen anymore or not putting up with it, period.
Be that woman wherever you are. She's in California. Listen to that spunk. Listen to that energy. Listen to that love of everything this nation represents. God bless you. Stay on the line. Give Antoinette whatever she wants. Sign books, bumper stickers, whatever we have, give it to her. Let's go to Kay in California as well. Line 5.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I adore you, and I love your voice. You, and I mean that both in its tonal quality and what you say.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Very quick, because I know your time is short. I want to remind everyone that before the election, Pelosi said, "It's in the bag." And I thought that was such a curious statement for someone to say. I've been looking on the web to try and find that comment. I can't, but she said it. I was watching Fox, and she said, "It's in the bag."
We'll find that, but what did you want to suggest about the president, Kay? We're running out of time.
Yes, very quickly. His power, it comes from the people. When he holds his rallies, that's where we all see, hey, we're not alone, and we can love him and we can support him. He needs to hold a rally, and he needs to do what he did during the campaign, where he puts together those video montages,
yes,
of the Democrats fighting voter integrity, of all the stories coming out about voter fraud. He needs to get this information out to the people so that they can see it.
He needs to hold a rally in Philadelphia. That's what the president needs to do. He needs to go to every one of these contested states and send a message that we are going to win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.